All right, everyone, this is the Grim Lord, and we are back with Grimm's Uncanny Valley and Lust Epidemic. No, we are not, unless you guys really fucking hit the goddamn, like, I mean, if this shit goes up high in views, I'll consider it. But please keep in mind, Lust Epidemic is not an AVN. It has AVN scenes, but it is a... it's an adventure game. And when I say adventure, I'm talking... damn, how far... maybe Monkey Island? If you guys are familiar with the Monkey Island games, maybe something like that. Maniac Mansion, Dark Seed, you know, stuff like that. And by the way, this is the first part of the amazing trilogy that has made itself like the number one best-selling, most played adult game on Steam, which is the Genesis Order. I really want to dig my claws into that, but in order to do that, we've got to get through Lust Epidemic and Treasures of Nadia, which is another very, well, it's also really up there on the adult games list for Steam, guys. And that game comes with love and shit, so, like, I would never do it live because that's just inappropriate and rude, but if you wanted to do, like, a playthrough of that with the Lovin's device, when you, like, get with the girls, stuff will happen to your, you know, your junk, or, I mean, I think they have vaginal inserts, too. They got stuff for your butt and all that. I mean, it's whatever. It's like the peripheral for the adult game console, right? So, let's get started. Yeah, that totally sounded like an RPG Maker default sound. Hard, because Grimm's using a fucking walkthrough. Matter of fact, I gotta go grab my phone so I can look at it. This is not the first time I've done this, folks. But if we're gonna be playing one of these, I don't think you guys want me wandering around searching aimlessly for whatever. Alright, because this game is... an adventure game, and you can get lost. So this is why I had to put the not safe for work.
Deviant behavior is the topic of gossip. Every day, it seems a new rumor surfaces. Politicians, teachers, students, even parents. Drowning in sex scandals. Everyone's getting laid.
Oh, man. We gotta... my mom says it's all nonsense. He's getting some, you know? Come on now. Even the little guy got a piece of action. Come on now. It can't be that bad if the little guy's getting a piece of action. Damn, the storm is intense. I hope I can make it home in one piece. Wait. Shit, I left my keys in Val's office. Hey, Brad, where you going? I'm going back inside. I already locked the door. Well, unlock it, Simon. I can't. What do you mean you can't? Give me your access card. My access has been revoked. I can't get back in after hours. How the hell did that happen? It's nothing. Just campus politics. Well, fuck this. You're giving me a ride home. But I can't. I've got to go to St. Dame University, and I'm already running late. What? What possible business could you have at our rival school? You don't know? Valerie and my mom are meeting there to discuss the libel lawsuit. Valerie went to SDU in the storm? I don't remember her saying anything about a meeting. Well, if you're coming with me, we're stopping by SDU first. Fine. Val can just give me a ride home afterwards anyways. So, are we really suing St. Dame University? I guess so. It's Valerie's call. She's East State... hold on. She's East State University President. If it were up to my mom, of course we would sue them. Oh, by the way, guys, you can also pick this game up on... You can get it on Steam. You can get it from NLT's website. Or you can get it from GOG. It's actually me that got that thing going. Because I went to NLT and I said, hey, this game is, you know, could do really well on GOG. Can you put it up there? And he was, I mean, at first they wasn't really sure, and then all of a sudden I see that it's on there. So this game and Treasures of Nadia will be on, is on there. And when Genesis Order is complete, yes, an incomplete game is killing it on Steam right now. The Genesis Order will be up there as well, too. So you can pick it up on GOG, and they're about to have their winter sale on the 13th. And yes, the adult games do get discounted. So, go check them out. Maybe this one and the other one will be on sale, and you can get them both pretty cheaply. And no DRM, right? I guess so. It's Valerie's call. She's East State University president. If it were up to my mom, of course, we would sue them. That's why Valerie doesn't leave these decisions to Mr. Bancroft. Your mom can be a real bitch, you know that, right? Fuck you. Valerie is too soft. My mom knows what she's doing. Plus, we've got a surprise up our sleeve. Whatever, just drive. I don't want to talk about it. Jesus, the roads are awful. I can barely see. Slow down, Simon. We don't want to end up driving into a flooded patch. Where the fuck is this weather coming from? You don't know? It's a hurricane. Took a big shift last night, veering away from from Cape Vedra, now that we're getting the brunt of it. Excuse me. Veering away from Cape Vedra, now we're getting the brunt of it. Damn, I hope Val's okay. Now loading. Wow, it's like, is this PS1? Okay. There's her car, she showed up. What? The Merc? Whose car is that? It's Miss Harrison's, the one who fucked over our school with that fake news story. Amber Harrison is here? The Channel 4 news anchor? Yeah, so what? You do remember the news story, right? You mean all that porn scandal nonsense? You guys worry too much. Our school's doing fine. The bigger issue here is that the sexiest news anchor in the world is in that creepy building. Hey, we're suing your news channel, okay? Right alongside SDU. Everyone's going down but us, so don't go fucking this up. Calm down, Simon. I'll see you inside. Yeah, this is made in RPG Maker, but you see the difference between when we make fucking games in RPG Maker and Japan does? No offense, but we don't use a lot of the same assets. Like Japan does. You must be the kid everyone's looking for. Shit, I'm late, aren't I? Chapel's down the hall to the left. They're waiting for you. And no wandering around. The seminary building is off limits after hours. When your meeting is finished, you all need to leave. Don't worry about that. I wouldn't want to be in this creepy place 1 second longer than I need to be. What a creepy looking dude. He's their priest. Come on, I'm already late. Please be quiet. Father Parker is working and doesn't want to be disturbed. You won't be long, lady. Was that a nun? This is the seminary building. There's a full-time church presence here. She's hot for a nun. Just be quiet in the chapel, Brad. Let us do the talking. Oh, stop pretending you're anything other than Mommy's errand boy. Ah, shut up. Sorry I'm late. The roads were awful. We all had to deal with the weather, kid. I've got things to do, you know. Hey, Val. Brad, what are you doing here? Do you know each other? Of course. She's my bro's wife. You did remember the video, didn't you, Simon? Oh, yeah. Here it is, Mom. Thank you, Simon. You can take Brad home now. I'll be home shortly, Brad. Can I just ride back with you, Val? This is outrageous. I don't believe for 1 second that your alleged video even exists. I bet that thumb drive is empty. Oh, you'll find out soon enough, Mrs. Harrison. You and your whole network are going to be exposed for the biased propaganda that you dare to call news. stick to the script, Amanda. Your video won't matter when we reveal what your school has really been up to. You can blame your students all you want, but my investigation has uncovered a witness here who has told us all we need to know to justify the actions of the Channel 4 news team. Holy shit, it's the kid from the porno that was filmed at our school. I bet you wish you never spilled me now, Miss Bancroft. That boy has no credibility. Well, I think he does. Judging on that video. What is going on in here? No one is supposed to be here now. Calm down, Father Parker. We just needed a private place to meet. You don't own the place just because you're the school president. This chapel is my territory. The school owns it. We're in the middle of a meeting. Can you please leave? Ah! Holy shit, the power's gone out. Oh, fuck. What the hell? I can't see. Everyone make your way to the library. The backup lighting is not installed in the chapel. The library is this way. Follow me. This is crazy. We should leave before the flooding gets worse. As much as I would enjoy seeing Miss Harrison's face when we show the video, I think perhaps we should reschedule. What do you think, Madam Valerie? Valerie? Of course, this is clearly not a good night to be doing this.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Simon, what is on the video you gave your mom? It's the video that proves the Channel 4 interview with my mom was staged. Didn't Valerie tell you about that? Valerie doesn't talk much about work stuff when we're at home.
Good evening, folks. I'm sure you've noticed that we're dealing with a power outage. Fortunately, most of the building can be powered by a generator. Bad news is, apparently the river's flooded over the bridge, so I would not suggest trying to leave campus until the waters subside.
What? How long will that take?
Not sure, ma'am, but it's too dangerous to leave right now.
Don't call me ma'am. I'm not an old lady like Miss Bitchface over there. You stay the hell away from me, Miss Harrison, and I suggest you watch your tone if you know what's good for you. I can't stand to be in this room for one more second.
I should follow her to make sure she's okay.
You're going down, Mendel.
Since you are all going to be here for a while, it's imperative that you follow the campus rules. This building is closed, so keep to the common areas and stay out of the east and west towers.
And ignore that floating script. Like, I mean, in normal campuses, things just float, you know. It's a magical school. What are you looking at, twerp? Hey, fuck you, lady.
Come on, Andy, let's leave.
God damn this storm!
Come on, Val. No need to get upset. We can wait it out here. Even if we are in enemy territory.
Oh, Brad, I'm sorry I didn't tell you about our troubles. Don't worry, Bradley. This is only delaying the inevitable. Our case is a slam dunk.
Fuck SDU. I heard this place is haunted.
Does this hellhole have a bathroom?
Val, can I get a ride with you once the weather subsides?
Of course, Brad. What have I gotten myself into? East State University has gotten a bad reputation as of late, but I didn't know Valerie was taking it so seriously. I should ask around, see if I can figure out exactly what's going on. Who knows, if there's any truth to all the rumors, maybe I can get wrapped up in a sex scandal of my own. I mean, I'm trapped in a spooky building with three sexy babes. My childhood crush. A sexy nun. And my friend's hot mom. This is starting like this. This sounded like the start to one of those kinky rumors I've heard about. Whoops. Actually, now that I think about it, yeah, I was gonna say that she was hot too. Oh fuck, that was a weird thought. I know that security guard is uptight about his job, but I kinda wanna check this place out. I've never been to their seminary building. Supposedly, it's the oldest building in town, built in the 1800s. Navigate by left-clicking your mouse, right-click to bring up the menu. Okay. So it's not the traditional RPG Maker menu. Max out with hearts. Map you can see any red doors, blue doors, go through. New door opens to be green. You only have your phone. Yep, Very true. Okay, that's the standard RPG Maker layout for that. Oh, okay. Oh, there's a bonus area. We'll go there last. That's probably only available for people that bought the premium version of the game, like me. I think that's the only version you can get now. I mean, since it's so old. It is an old game, guys. Can you tell? But even older adult games are still fun, right? I still like the old Leisure Suit Larry games. Those are fun. See? I'm walking around. It's that kind of game. Alright, so what do I need to do? I saved, so, okay. More books have gone missing. Check with Buddy to see if he's located any of the missing books. I would not have known that. Look at that shit. Wouldn't have found that if I hadn't been looking at a walkthrough. That's really out of the way. You're not gonna wander around, are you? Do you believe in ghosts? Of course I don't believe in ghosts, you idiot. How does a hot babe like your mom have such an idiot son? Hey, don't take this out on me. You basically forced me to take you here. Oh, and leave my mom alone. Fuck off, mate. Okay. Read the new... Alright, try this. Oh, my bad. This newsletter is dated April 4th. That was 5 months ago. This place needs a janitor. Rival school struggles for excuses. Last night's broadcast on Channel 4 must have come as a shock to Amanda Bancroft, dean of East State University, who appeared cornered by overwhelming evidence that her school has become a cesspool of inappropriate behavior. The interview was more than embarrassing for her, even newscaster Amber Harrison turned on Bancroft out of concern for her own college-age son. Sister Catherine, representative from St. Dame University, offered additional critique of Miss Bancroft's school, painting SDU as a safer alternative for parents of future college students.
I don't think so.
I think Miss Bancroft is in there, and I'm not about to get on her bad side. There's a treasure chest in there. This chest looks really old. I wonder if I can unlock it. I don't have anything.
Right.
I don't have anything to unlock the chest in the bathroom. Okay. What's this? There's a hole in the wall. Looks like someone was trying to get a peek at some Catholic schoolgirls. Actually, are girls even allowed in seminary? Should I take a peek? Oh my god, look at that ass. Okay. Ah, this is driving me crazy. I want to fuck her so bad. Damn, she put her skirt back on. Show's over. Looks like she's leaving now. That's that RPG Maker escape sound. I made a game in RPG Maker, guys. I kind of know all these sounds. And no, you'll never find it. It's lost to time, thankfully. I can't believe that creepy, wimpy kid with the glasses got to fuck two MILFs and a decent-looking guy like me went all through college without getting lucky once. But I can't hit on Miss Bancroft. As much as I'd love to fuck her brains out, it'd be too weird. I mean, my brother's wife is her boss. I don't want to get Valerie in trouble. Found a coin. Okay, so the coins aren't that hard to find. You've gained new security access. Okay. Okay, so now we can go into this room. Get out of the women's toilet. I mean, just for the sake of things, I do want to talk to people.
Hey!
Hey, you better leave us alone. What are you, some sort of investigator? I'm a private investigator hired by Mendel to keep tabs on your school. Valerie didn't tell you about this? I think she mentioned it. You're wasting your time, though. Nothing is happening at ESU apart from that sex tape that the dweeb here was caught filming. I wasn't filming. I was a star. An expelled porn star. Fuck you.
Hello.
I'm not supposed to talk to you. Fuck off then, mate. What the fuck is in this box? Doesn't matter. It's just there. It's just a box. But what is in the box? It could be anything. Okay. Enter the northeast door. Oh, wow. It is a green light if you're an idiot. All right. I'm in a random classroom. These desk drawers are locked.
It won't work.
I'm not trying to make it work.
This isn't right. I don't think so.
Okay. All right, what'd I get? Bottle of water. Something's written on the chalkboard. Behind the south wall cabinets. Go south, back to the library. So, Val, what exactly is going on here? Don't worry about it, Brad. It's just work stuff. Seems pretty serious. Miss Bancroft has good reason to believe that St. Dame University might be slandering our school. So Mendel is behind the Channel 4 news story about the naughty video that was shot at our school? We think so. Why would SDU do that? They want to take our students, Brad. They're just fighting to survive. Can you blame them? Yeah, they're jealous of ESU. We've been lucky. Our school is well-funded compared to theirs. I can't deny that. Would you be a dear and find me a bottle of water? Of course, Val.
What do you need, darling?
Okay. Okay.
What? I don't get it. What do you need, darling?
Oh, I gave her a crystal ball instead of a bottle of water. Here you go, Val. Oh, thank goodness, you're a sweetheart, Brad. Looks like the rain isn't stopping. Maybe I should call your older brother. Let him know we'll be late. Oh, my phone doesn't have a signal. Do you think my brother will even notice we're not there? Don't be hard on him, Brad. His work keeps him busy. Your job is way harder, and yet you still find time. Why do you even bother with him anymore? Don't say that. It's complicated. Your brother's a lot younger than me. Our relationship is different than most. You know, at first I thought it was strange that my brother married a woman so much older than him, but you're a special woman, Valerie. Thank you, Bradley. It's been nice living with you since I married your brother. It's nice to have someone else at the house to talk to from time to time. Well, whatever you want, Val, you have my support. You're sweet. Oh, wasn't that nice? All right. Go south out of the library. Okay, let's see here. Well, yeah, fine. Chapel floor. Wait, what's that up top? I bet I can't reach it. I think there's something on the top shelf, but I can't jump high enough to reach it. Gotta be Mario! It's a me, Mario with a cold. What are you doing in here? I'll call Buddy. What? Security, I'll call security. I was just looking for the restroom. Why are you still here? The bridge is flooded. We can't leave. But I need to go to the library. I need a book. No one's stopping you. Is it empty? Is anyone in the library? Probably. Everyone is still here. This is outrageous. What the hell's wrong with you, lady? You don't belong here. I won't argue that, lady. Stop calling me lady. You'll call me Sister Catherine. Whatever you say, sis. I'm Brad. How rude. Well, good luck. Good luck coping with a bunch of sinners tainting your house of worship. Wait. Are you going to the library? Yeah, so what? Can you bring me a book? What book do you want? It's a study of Matthew 5. Oh, I know that one. Great movie. I really love the Matthew franchise, even though it really went downhill after Matthew the 3rd. Yeah, it wasn't that good. Those days of Jesus, they weren't as memorable. What are you talking about? It's called sarcasm. Just give me the name of the book and I'll get it for you. The book is called In Your Heart, but the problem is that it might not be in the right place. How do I find it? I'm not sure, but it has a distinct purple cover. Hopefully you'll see it. Okay, I'll do my best. Thank you, Bradley, and don't tell anyone it's for me, okay? Sure thing, Cat. Alright. I forgot. I'm supposed to go grab something else in there, but they probably won't let me in there. Don't forget to save your game every now and then. Wrong way.
This could come in handy.
Found a desk key. Alright. Probably could have came to the library a lot easier than that. All right. Oh, okay, I see. There's a security card in here. Alright. Now we can go through that door. In your heart. Okay, there's the study on Matthew 5. Take the heart container on the left. The desk drawers are locked. Oh, you can't get that. Get out of the room and go east. All right, so we're going east. Thank you. I did talk to Mendel.
Hey!
You better leave us alone. That's the same shit. Okay. Yeah, okay, that's the library.
Hello.
Why are you smiling, Bradley? Oh, it's just amusing that we all find ourselves here. Amusing isn't the word I'd use.
What do you need?
Okay, so maybe it's not her I'm supposed to talk to.
Hello there.
No, that's Ben.
Hello.
So your name is Brad. I'm Mendel Steedley. I'm president of SDU. Valerie's told me about you. Nothing good, I imagine. I've heard you're a liar. Sorry to say, kid, but Valerie's paranoid.
Yes?
You know, Miss Harrison, I used to watch your broadcast back in high school. Every boy in class thought you were the hottest newscaster ever. Don't flirt with the enemy, Brad. That was a long time ago. You still look okay, though.
What?
Oh, what do you know? Go play with that Bancroft kid, little boy. Oh, okay. Oh, I can't... Yep, you can't get that. He's blocking it. And... A red line is blocking a floating pair of shoes. So that's a red laser. I guess I can't get in that yet. Let's see what happens when I try to go through there. Ouch, the security here is crazy. Do they really need lasers? I can see a pair of shoes on the other side of these lasers. I wonder if those shoes would help me jump higher. Man, are they like the fucking high jump boots from Metroid? Oh, what's this? There's a... Looks like someone missed a trash can. It's an old newsletter. ESU's reputation continues to suffer. Three students were identified and expelled following East State University's internal investigation into the pornography video that was filmed on ESU campus. The women seen in the video were identified as porn actress Lisa Stonewell and her sister Karen Breton. The video titled Mother's Gangbang was first discovered on Stonewell's website. Another man is seen in the video but is not identifiable. Some claim it to be an ESU staff member. Okay. Let's give the book back to Catherine at least. Please find my book. I don't know where I left it. Here it is. Oh, thank you, Bradley. That was very kind of you to help me out. What is the book about? It's something I need to learn more about. Why are you so embarrassed? Bradley, you are a man? Of course I am. Do you ever lust for a woman other than your wife? I'm not married, Kat. Oh my, do you lay with other men? No, I'm just way too young to get married. What the hell? Why do you care? I want to understand lust. I feel it is my calling. A nun trying to understand sex that can't be normal. Normal, I'll tell you what's not normal. The men in this town have become animals. Hey, don't let me stop you. You go ahead and learn all about fucking. I'm sure you'll be a big help in fighting whatever problem you think this town has. I have faith on my side. Your school, our school, and this whole town needs a cleansing. Well, don't try too hard. I've not gotten lucky yet. Why are you not lucky? No, I mean, I've not fucked any babes yet. I don't want you turning this place into a Puritan town, for I've had my chance to get me some pussy. Oh my, you are so crude. I thank you for your help, but I must leave now. Please stay out of this tower. Father Parker and I do not wish to be disturbed. Goodbye, Bradley. Damn, she probably has no idea how hot she is. I'd love to show her a thing or two about sex.
Hey, I told you to stay out of the towers and stop bothering Sister Catherine.
We were just talking.
Get out, kid. Don't be a pain in the ass.
The security guard must be keeping tabs on us somehow. Alright. So we'll stop right here. Things are getting interesting. Maybe they're kind of boring for now, but they're picking up. This is the first chapter in a long and ongoing trilogy of games. He's actually working on another game that's gonna fall in line with this universe he's created, right? But this is where it all started, so things are just a little, they're not all there yet. Obviously the peak is the Genesis Order, but Treasures of Nadia is well praised, and this one it's okay. But we need to start out with this one first before we can go into the good stuff, right? But if you guys are interested, let me know. And of course, that's going to be with likes and comments and all that good shit, which I'll read when I get a chance. I've been under the weather, obviously, so I haven't been able to, check everything out. But I'll have it. I'll get it done at some point and, check views like I always do. And if it does well, then I have no problem bringing it back again tomorrow. Or tomorrow. No, it won't be tomorrow. It'll be, next Sunday, Monday, something like that. See, I had stuff I had planned on Sunday, but I have a deviated septum, and I get bad sinusitis. And one thing that I need to explain is I have the worst possible nerve pain known to man. It is not something you ever want. And you can Google this too, just in case you want to know what I deal with. Let's see, the worst nerve pain. Let's see. Let's see, nerve pain. Maybe it didn't say that, but because it gave me the... Yeah, it's called, trigeminal neuralgia. It's an intense, stabbing, electric shock-like pain, which sends branches to the forehead, cheek, and lower jaw. Damn. Well, I don't know about that. Maybe I don't have that bad of pain. No? Yeah, I have the external nasal neuralgia. That's what it is. That thing. It's real bad stabbing in your nose. It hurts like you wouldn't believe. And it comes in both nostrils. And it's the worst shit ever. And it'll go into your eyes. It'll go into your eyes. So you'll have pain in your nose, pain in your eyes. And it can give you pain in just your forehead. So it's everything, pretty much everything on the top part of your head, your face rather, it just fucking hurts. The whole, pretty much everything but your mouth and, that area. It's not good. It hurts. And, it's not anything that you want to deal with. And it really is affected during fierce weather changes. Like, if we have a real fierce weather change, I'll get it. And I'll get it bad. And it'll be awful. And it's debilitating. You don't want to do anything but sleep. You don't want to look at anything. You don't want to do anything. Like, I was pissed because I had some games that I legit wanted to, get back into, like Cyberpunk. But I couldn't because the pain was so bad. Like, it's just like... Damn it. It's just... And you're trying to be like, well, maybe I'll put a hot pack on one side of my nose. And it doesn't work. It's just, you don't even want to put glasses on. You know, I wear glasses because my eyesight ain't great. And you just can't do that. Not with a nerve pain, because it stresses your eyes out. If your eyes are already in pain, to make them worse. So yeah, it's not something you want. It's something that I have to deal with every once in a while. So if there's a time I'm not making a video when I'm supposed to, or not doing certain things, it's because I'm dealing with extreme pain. Alright, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's... I guess we call this Adult Games Corner? Grimm's Adult Games Corner? Yeah, that seems fair. With maybe more, less Epidemic? I mean, if you want, it's up to you. I know we got a lot of stuff that we cover, but, I mean, that's pretty much my thing, is AVN and adult-type games, so let me know what you want, and you'll get it. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. See you next time.